Lance Armstrong. He's been in the news lately, the 7 times Tour de France champion, although he has just recently been stripped of those titles due to doping. I'm sure you'll have read somewhere or heard somewhere or seen somewhere the articles and news about Lance Armstrong, who denies and still hasn't admitted to, whichever way you want to look at it, that he's ever taken drugs. However, there's a lot of evidence to suggest he might have, and a lot of this evidence is hearsay. But whatever your opinions on Lance Armstrong, I'm talking about the witch hunt that's going on around him at the moment. Lance Armstrong has done an awful lot of good for the sport, for road cycling, for cycling in general. If it wasn't for Lance Armstrong, the Tour de France itself wouldn't be the huge international event with such popularity as it has today. So I think it's correct that if he is guilty and found to be guilty of doping, then they can take away his titles and all that sort of thing, and that's fine. It's a shame if it's true, and I'm not making any opinions here. But what I'm upset about is the witch hunt, certainly in regarding to them trying to claim money back from Lance Armstrong. For example, they want to reclaim the £3 million worth of prize monies he got from winning those Tour de France titles. Now, at the time when he won them, everybody was a fan of Lance Armstrong. The sport itself promoted him very, very heavily because he was the golden boy. He brought it to the mainstream. He brought road racing to the mainstream. And the sport gained a lot of popularity and influence because of this. And the various governing bodies of the sport also created a lot of publicity and got a lot of respect because of Lance Armstrong. So sure, strip him of his titles, but leave the money alone, because the money was a small price to pay for what Lance Armstrong did for the sport at that time. And it's various sponsors and insurance companies trying to reclaim money from him, from that they paid to him years ago. Sponsors, for example. When somebody sponsored Lance Armstrong in the 90s, they got more back from their investment in Lance Armstrong than the actual investment itself. So if a company paid Lance Armstrong £1 million to wear their sunglasses, to wear their shorts, or whatever, they got far more back in sales, in the marketing, and all that sort of thing. And that was then. That money was spent. At that time, that money was invested, and the investments, the returns on those investments were vast. People today aren't going to look at a pair of sunglasses and think of Lance Armstrong because the sponsorships have moved on to other people. Arguably, if they want to reclaim that money back, I would say Lance Armstrong has a claim against them for all the profits made off his name during that period of time. It's the same with insurance companies, people who insured him. Why would you want to claim that money back? It is done, it is dusted, and the insurance companies themselves got a lot of recognition for sponsoring and insuring Lance Armstrong. By all means, people need to be held accountable for their actions. And at the time of Lance Armstrong's own particular success, if he was found guilty of taking drugs, then yes, strip him of his titles and do whatever's necessary along those channels. But let's not forget everything else that Lance Armstrong's done. The charities, the fundraising, the millions he's generated towards cancer research, for example. He's had to step down now as the figurehead of his chosen charity, the one he set up. He's still on the board of directors. But let's not forget the ongoing generation of money for charities because of Lance Armstrong. It's easy to create witch hunts. It's easy to besmirch someone. It's easy to take the moral high ground. But in his particular case, in the particular sport, doping was common. Everybody knew from the top to the bottom that it was going on. In fact, during the 70s and 80s, there was barely a rider who wasn't taking some form of drug. I don't say this flippantly. You can do the research yourself. I have. So let's leave Lance Armstrong alone. Sure, if he's done wrong, he needs to be punished for that. And today's sponsors are leaving him because they're entitled to. People can withdraw their sponsorship from him now because in the clauses of sponsorships, there's always the moral code. That if a celebrity goes against the moral code of the contract, they can withdraw, the sponsors can withdraw their sponsorship. That's fine today. But everything that's gone on before, think. Think how much money was generated for you as a sponsor by Lance Armstrong at that time. Thanks for listening. Just some thoughts. And as always, if applicable, God bless.